One school district in the North Country has been planning for months to make the total solar eclipse extra special for students. They've been teaching astronomy lessons, doing science experiments, and planning lots of fun activities for Eclipse Day on Monday. That's on this edition of Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Clarkson University, offering over 95 programs of study with campuses in the Hudson Valley, Central, and Northern New York. More at clarkson.edu.
Hi, I'm Lucy Grindin. It's Friday, April 5th. First, an earthquake in northern New Jersey was felt across the North Country this morning. According to initial reports from the U.S. Geological Survey, the 4.7 magnitude quake occurred around 10:23 a.m. near Lebanon, New Jersey, about 45 miles west of New York City. The USGS has been collecting reports of people who felt the earthquake from around the Northeast, with submissions from Philadelphia, up to Albany, and north to the Adirondacks. There were reports here from people down in Glens Falls, over to Watertown, and up to Keene Valley, Saranac Lake, and Edwards, all who say they felt today's earthquake. North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik raised more money in the first quarter of 2024 than in any previous quarter of her political career. The fourth-ranking House Republican was in the national spotlight in December when she questioned university presidents about anti-Semitism on campus amid student protests against Israel's ongoing war in Gaza. Stefanik's fundraising from January to March was over $7 million. Amy Feiereisel has more.
To get to that $7 million mark, Politico reports that Stefanik received several large contributions from prominent Jewish Republicans early this year. That's after Stefanik drew attention for questioning the presidents of several colleges back in December, including Harvard, about the rise of anti-Semitism on campuses. The single largest donation to her campaign came from the president of the World Jewish Congress. This November, Stefanik will face re-election for her seat. She currently has five challengers. Republican Jill Lochner will run against her in the Republican primary on June 25th. Democrats Paula Collins and Stephen Holden are vying for their party nomination. Scott Philip Lewis is running as an independent, and Brian Rouleau under the Working Families Party. Stefanik's fundraising efforts dwarf those of her opponents. In the last quarter of 2023, according to the Federal Election Commission, Stefanik raised $5.3 million. Only two of her challengers were fundraising then. Combined, they raised less than $50,000. Amy Feiereisel, North Country Public Radio.
On Monday, April 8th, a total solar eclipse will pass over the North Country. Those in the path of totality will see the moon completely block out the sun. A lot of schools will be closed on the big day. St. Lawrence Louis Bosie Superintendent Tom Burns says each school has been figuring out what's best for them. Many are closing because of logistics.
It's going to be dark that afternoon, and there could be a considerable amount of traffic, people from outside the area, because we're in a favorable place to view this. So not knowing how many people will be on the roads.
But as Catherine Wheeler reports, one school is making a special day out of it.
Mark White has been waiting for this moment for years. Back when he was an earth science teacher, he wanted to take his students out to see an eclipse that was passing over the North Country. But school officials foiled his plans.
After that point, I said, if this ever happens again, I'm going to make sure that the kids, my kids or whoever I'm with at the time, will get the full experience of it. And that's kind of what brought us here today.
White's now the superintendent of Herman DeKalb Central Schools, and there's not much that could stop him from taking students out to witness the total solar eclipse. White and the district staff have been planning for this one special school day for 2 years.
When I see how kids get excited about science and about especially space science, to me, that's worth any amount of effort to put into it. Because if they can take away something, and if I can instill that in a student for the rest of their lives, that's everything for me.
To make it easier on teachers, White said he'd go into classrooms from pre-K through high school and answer students' questions and do some experiments to get the kids ready for the day. And it seems to be working. Walking through the halls, White turns a lot of heads.
Hey, touch the sun. Make sure you touch the sun on the way by. The top. Here.
Whoa.
I can't remember which one. So. Hey. I'm carrying the sun with me. That's right.
In one arm, he's got the sun, a giant orange exercise ball that's at least 50 years old. In the other, a big gallon bucket filled with props. White's headed to a fifth grade classroom to teach them all about the upcoming total solar eclipse.
Hey, are we ready?
We are ready. Okay.
The fifth graders are excited, but focused. He launches into the lesson. What's a total solar eclipse, he throws out.
It's kind of like where the moon goes in front of the sun so you can't see the sun anymore. It's going to be just dark at night.
Exactly.
He pulls out objects from the bucket. There's a couple of Earths and some moons. He's trying to explain relative size and distance, basically how the moon, which is much smaller than the sun, will be able to block it out during the eclipse. He takes the fifth graders into the hallway to demonstrate just how far away we are from the sun.
My longest hall, which is 53 meters long, that the sun, which is approximately 0.5 meters in diameter, is at the other end of the hall, and the Earth is represented by the approximate size of a pea, and the moon is actually smaller than a size of a couscous.
One student hustles down to the end of the hallway and drops off the sun. Two others are selected to hold the minute moon and the pea-sized Earth.
All right, so here we go.
He tells them to take out their very official scientific instruments, their pointer finger and their thumb held out in front of their face, almost like they're pinching the air, but they're using it to measure.
You should be able to do this. Use your scientific instrument, please. Figure out how big that sun is. All right, turn around, look at the moon. It's about the same size. That's important.
On eclipse day, White is switching up the schedule at Herman DeKalb. Kids will get to school at 10 a.m. They'll have a few hours of normal classes, and then they'll go outside for the rest of the day. And parents will be able to join later, too, so families can be all together. The younger kids will go through a space obstacle course. There will be a photo booth and special eclipse-themed snacks. And when the moon starts to take a bite out of the sun, students will split off into their classes.
And you use some of the stuff they've built, some of the shadow viewers they've built, some of the pinhole viewers that they've built. They'll be using all those in their classroom settings. And the parents will be involved in that as well.
White's buildup is working on the students. He says they're pestering the teachers with unending questions about space. Fifth grader Hannah says she's ready to finally see what he's been hyping up.
I'm just really wondering how it looks because I haven't seen it in real life. So I'm just really excited.
White says he's manifesting clear skies, and it'd be helpful if everyone around the North Country could too. Catherine Wheeler, North Country Public Radio, in DeKalb.
More news all the time at ncpr.org. Today's music by Lost in Beijing of Keen and Ben Kaido of Jay. I'm Lucy Grinden, North Country Public Radio.